yeah, you find that there's no
listening to WHFR Dearborn live from Studio J. That is Billy Brandt and the Sugarees, and that's a track called The Lash, and that is from a release called The Time Is Now from Drum Dancer. Before that, Far From Home by Cosmic Light Shapes off of Nebula from Jet Plastic Recordings. With that being said, Billy Brandt and the Sugarees are opening up for Mom Barley tonight at the New Way Bar. So with that being said, for right now, we're going to do a pre-recorded live performance by Mom Barley, and you can get a taste of what you'll get this evening. So without further ado, this is a pre-recorded live performance on Live from Studio J. Mom Barley, enjoy.
No, not because she asked, because I wanted to. I wanted to see her smile, see from a mile away, because, you know, that's what makes me happy, happy. Woo! Thank you. a do, a do, do. Why did I try when I know it's not going anywhere?
Hi, Mom Barley.
Hello.
So nice to have you here in the studio. I am not Scott Boatwright. I am Mrs. Robinson. And you guys are just coming off of a new record release, correct?
Indeed we are.
Yeah, we just had our record release this past Friday at the L Club.
with George Morris and the Gypsy Chorus and our buddies the Ferdy Main from L.A. and also some local buddies in the Bartabies from Wyandotte.
And what's the name of your new album?
It's an EP, 6 songs. It's called Into the Dark. And you can find it at, you can find more info on that at our Facebook, or we're on Bandcamp, and soon to be Spotify, iTunes, all that.
And all they have to do is type in Mom Barley, 2 words, and they should be good to go, especially on Facebook, because that's how I found you guys.
Correct. Right, yes.
Yeah. It was very easy.
Oh, yeah. Just Google search it, should pop up something. Sometimes it pops up like some kind of soup.
Well, sometimes it pops up Bob Marley, but you know.
that too.
Well, you know, I mean, they try to correct you, autocorrect.
Yeah. And you can get probably some good barley soup recipes, I'm sure.
Yum.
Was it cream of barley?
I don't know. It's like mother's barley.
All right. Well, first, I guess we should probably, you know who's who in Mom Barley. So why don't we introduce ourselves?
All right, my name is Matt Mathis. I am singer, guitar player. Over here we have Sean Cecil on the bass, also vocals. We have Jeto Yunchai, lead guitar and other worldly noises sometimes.
My new stage name is Jack Rabbit.
Jack Rabbit. And then we have Stephen St. James behind the drums.
Groovin'.
And it seems like you already have almost like rock and roll names. I love it.
I'll take it.
All right. So the first 2 songs that we heard, we just heard Moving On. Yes.
Moving On was the second song we just finished with. The first one we opened with was off the new EP called Why Don't Ya.
Awesome. All right. And Moving On, was that on any other recording?
Yeah, it was on our past full length, our first record that we put out called Proverbial Thorn, which you can find on Spotify or Bandcamp.
All right. Okay. So, all right. So we got that out of the way. Oh, you know what? I'll have more to gab with you about in a moment, but do you want to play some more music?
Yeah. This next one's called Foran. It's also off the first record of Proverbial Thorn.
Okay.
And we'll just go right into it.
All right.
That's cool.
All right. That's awesome.
All right.
For Anne.
Here I am, as healthy as can be. Oh,
For Anne. Now that one sounds like it has a major story behind that one.
Indeed, actually, my father's aunt Anne, she passed away a couple years ago, and at the time, Mom Barley was a three-piece with just Steve, Sean, and I. And I had had, or we had had, this song kind of figured out as far as musical structure and whatnot. And I didn't have any lyrics in. And with her kind of coming up to her passing, I just felt necessary to write something for her, maybe kind of even from her standpoint, growing up and where she was. And so it means a lot to me, for sure.
Well, it sounds, well, it's a great song. So loved it. So thanks for playing that today. But yeah, it just... You've got all these images when you listen to the lyrics and everything, so it's fantastic.
Yeah, I think that's one thing that I try to do as a lyricist. I actually tend to take a lot of time to write lyrics, just because I don't want to just say anything. I would prefer to have a story, something that paints a picture for me, and also for people listening, kind of gather their own images and put the story together, you know, as the song goes on.
Well, and this one definitely took you on a journey, for sure.
Awesome. Thank you. I appreciate that.
You're very welcome. So, can I ask you, Mom Barley, how'd you get the name? What's the significance of the name?
I don't know if we're allowed to talk about that on college radio.
Oh! okay. No. I feel dense now, if that's what I think it is. Okay.
We can take it. Steve and I actually, before this was an official project, Steve and I were sitting together... him and Sean had a loft in Capitol Park in Detroit, and Steve and I were together one day just kind of hanging out, and we were kind of going over, just spitting out different band names, maybe something that would catch. And at one point in time, Mom Barley rolled off Steve's tongue, and I just thought, that's it. It sounds great. It's catchy. It works. And so...
Yeah, it's not to be confused with any kind of play on words with, like, Bob Marley or anything
right.
like that, which... Obviously, we get a lot.
Well, yeah, it's kind of understandable. But...
Yeah, it was more of like we didn't think of it like that. It was just kind of, you know, Mom Barley.
It just happened.
And then, like, the first person said it at one of our shows. They're like, "You guys, what are you guys, like a Bob Marley cover band?" It's like, oh, crap, people are going to think about that. And that's what they're going to think. We got our name.
Well, the first thing that what I saw when Scott said, "Oh yeah, we've got Mom Barley today." First thing I saw was, "Oh, we're gonna have an old blues lady come on," and then what I saw, you know, saw what was going on, like, "Oh, okay, so totally not that. All right." And once I started doing my due diligence, I'm like, "Oh, okay, so it's not going to be a." Older blues lady today.
Sometimes I wish I was an older blues lady.
Yeah, I was going to say, we can pretend to be that if you want us to.
Okay.
Hello, my name is Mother Barley. Here we go.
Older blues lady.
Yeah, this next one we're going to play is actually was a title track off our new album that was kind of like a single for a minute there before we released it. So that's next.
All right, Into the Dark.
Thank you.
ready. Is it heavy?
Switch guitars here real quick. I can run by you. We have a show coming up at the Ghostlight Bar, which I believe is across the street from Planet Ant Hall, with our buddies in the Barnabys on April 14th. It's kind of a last minute thing here we just got within the past couple days. So that's our next one.
All right.
And then we also have another show coming up after that at the Blind Pig May 14th with the Evening in Red, which are the friendly guys that kind of referred us to you. I think they played here in March or something like that.
Alan, did they play here in March?
Which one?
Evening in Red.
Evening in Red.
Yeah.
Yes. I had to confer since I'm not Scott. I'm Mrs. Robinson, but that's okay.
I assure you.
They were here. So glad, I'm glad that that you guys got hip to us
because
I'm loving this.
Yeah,
so.
We talked to Scott on, I messaged Scott on Monday, like this Monday. I was like, hey, I heard you guys do some live stuff in studio. That sounds like something that we'd like to do. He's like, hey, Thursday's open. I was like,
Yeah, we kind of all had to scramble like,
can you guys,
with our
like,
jobs
get off work early?
Switch around shifts or get cleared for the day. So.
Yeah, well, we were going to have band practice anyway.
All right.
So.
Well, fantastic. So, well, I'm loving it, and I'm sure the WHFR listeners are loving it as well. So are we ready for the next one?
Yeah, this next one's called Chase the Sun. Me and Matt are going to switch it up, and I'll be taking over lead vocals on this one. It's on the new EP, and you can listen to it on Bandcamp right now, and it'll be on Spotify soon as well.
All right. Here we go. Mom Barley. ¶¶
times with stores and not true ways. Pick them all apart from day to day. What's it all about? What's new for? Live and chase the sun for one more day. Oh.
You're very welcome. That was the new album, the new EP that was Chase the Sun.
Correct. This next one is one we actually just wrote. It's not on anything. We played it for the first time on Friday, actually.
Ooh, so this is minty fresh.
Minty fresh. It's kind of like a psychedelic soul song.
Oh, nice. Oh, that sounds tasty.
Yeah, this one's called Pay the Thief. Once Jetto's ready here with his little guitar.
Make sure I got some sound.
All right. Well, you are listening to Live from Studio J on WHFR.FM. I'm Mrs. Robinson, and we are listening to the music of Mom Barley.
Or anything, forming glass and forging those blades, I'll take it away without the fight to stay. Pray the thieves and write our words, oh my God, before they take a word.
as I gather a stand. I want to put this in the frame room for making this Christmas inside. For now, we choose to dance on this body of time.
All right, that was new stuff from Mom Barley. That was Pay the Thief. And yeah, it was a nice psychedelic jam. Definitely you can groove to it.
Thank you.
Hopefully when you play it at live shows, ladies will love it.
Hopefully.
Well, we're all taken,
it doesn't really
matter
to me, I guess. But still, it's nice when people like it.
and we all do love our ladies, too.
But does it take you back to the 60s or the 70s? I think it might be more 70s. I don't know.
Yeah. I could see a total 70s tip there.
Gotta break out my bell bottoms.
Yeah, I don't know if it really definitely takes me back to the 70s because I wasn't around, but it brings me 2017.
Does it bring you back to the 70s, Jetto?
I was around in the 70s, yeah. I actually wore bell bottoms when I was a kid.
Wasn't that more of a disco thing?
It was 70s.
Well, actually, no, it was rock and roll. I mean,
all right,
it was Led Zeppelin, they all wore
bell bottoms. You're right.
But no, yeah, no, the disco thing was the big bell bottom blues. Bell bottom blues, baby.
All right, so since we're kind of getting nostalgic and everything, a couple things I want to ask. So early on, you said that Mom Barley started as a three-piece, but let's get into a little bit, just to know a little bit of the background. When did you guys start, and then when did you evolve into the four-piece?
Well, before Mom Barley was a thing, Sean, Steve, and myself were part of a band called Native Signal. Sean was actually the main songwriter and singer. And I think we did like a good year and a half.
Yeah, it was kind of like an alternative country thing.
And just kind of towards the end of it, I think just things weren't necessarily working out the way that we were hoping for. And I had a slew of songs, or at least ideas for songs that I had been working on that I thought, you know, why not present to the table? And at that point, Sean picked up the bass for like the first time. He was never a bass player, so
I play guitar, so I guess it translates pretty easily enough.
So he picked it up and did a great job naturally. And then the three of us started jamming. I think we started off with six songs that we recorded in Ipsy with our buddy Kirk Scarbrough. And from then we went maybe a few months, played some shows. And we're fortunate enough to come across Jetto. Steve and Jetto were in a little side band together, and he tried out for the band, and everything seemed to work. And I mean, here we are almost 2 years later.
Yeah, he obviously made it way better.
Yeah, he brought the rock.
Thank you.
Well, and it seems like there is a lot of influence or a variety of sounds that you can hear, you know, in each of the songs. So can you maybe talk a little bit about your influences or at least something that, you know, might be left field that you wouldn't even think of?
What'd you have in mind when you're writing the songs, Matt?
I mean, some of my biggest influences musically are take it back to Crosby, Stills, Nash & Young or Neil by himself. I mean, all the way up to recent bands like My Morning Jacket, yeah. Wilco, even Ryan Adams. I mean, those are all big for me. And not that I necessarily, when I write songs, I don't think to myself, oh, I want to sound like these guys. But obviously, their influence kind of goes through me, and then what comes out. So, I mean, those are some of my biggest influences. If you can hear that.
Any others or?
Jetto, what did you say? One of your influences was the Eagles.
Yeah, actually, early on, the Eagles were a big influence for playing rock. I mean, I played a lot of music. I'm older than these guys. I've been in a lot of bands. I was in a punk band, in a prog band, in a world music band. I'm a multi-instrumentalist musician, guitar player. But yeah, I mean, a lot of the standard influences. Some of the commercial rock in the 80s or 70s, even Foreigner, for example, or Aerosmith, bands like that. I mean, the obvious Led Zeppelin and Stones. But for me, when I'm playing guitar, song ideas come up at practice, and like the feeling of the song brings up whatever sound I want to make, and I tend to use effects. I call it colorizing the sound and trying to make it interesting, you know.
And what about you, Steve?
I mean, all my influences are basically from Jetto's era, you know, King Crimson and people like that, Frank Zappa, all that stuff. It's not really our style per se, but there's a lot of influences there that seep into the songs that I feel are really beneficial.
And me and Matt got a lot of similar music tastes, so kind of goes well with the songwriting.
Sean gets a lot of his bass ideas. He listens to a lot of the Goo Goo Dolls, so.
Yeah, lots of Goo Goo Dolls. And when Robbie sings, not when, what's the lead singer's name?
You should know, you love him.
I mean, who didn't listen to the Goo Goo Dolls back in the day? They're on the radio all the time.
Yeah.
So, Johnny Resnick, came into my head.
I'm sure it just came into Resnick.
Uh-huh. And listen, the Goo Goo Dolls thing, that was just a joke, I swear.
Uh-huh. Little truth in there.
I like some of their songs.
I actually I saw the Goo Goo Dolls on a golf course like 5 years ago with
Taylor
a couple
Hills
of my buddies.
Or something
it was
like
great.
That, yeah.
Wow. Ooh.
That was after his voice went to crap, right?
Yeah, his voice went straight to the crapper.
All right. So I think
on that note, let's just get out of this.
Yeah, it's time to get back into the music. This is live from Studio J at WHFR. This is Mom Barley, and we've got another new one called Days, correct?
This is also on the EP, yep.
All right.
When I was rotting in the shades of darkness, there are days when I'm happy not to be crying. There are days when I wanna be somebody else.
so much.
You are welcome. That was Mom Barley and Days. We're here on WHFR.FM live from Studio J.
Yeah, we got a lot of guitar switching going on. We probably didn't set the set list up right.
Oh, that's okay. That's all right. So let's see. What else can we briefly chat about? So you have a Facebook, you have a Bandcamp. Soon your music will be available on Spotify. You have a show this weekend?
Nope. I believe it's next.
Okay.
April 14th.
Yeah, next Friday.
Okay.
At Ghostlight Bar.
Okay.
Which will actually, for anybody listening that wants to come out, it will also be a celebration show for my big 30th birthday.
Woo!
Ooh, you're so old.
I'm so old.
Yeah. Well, welcome to the club.
Yep. Age ain't nothing but a number.
That's right. That's totally right.
It is.
Is that a Bob Seger song?
It's an Aaliyah song, another Detroit-born.
Ooh, I love Aaliyah.
Yeah. What does she sing, Matt?
She did the one with Monica.
A sip of D, right? A sip of new,
no.
A sip of D. No,
you're thinking of Randy. Oh, I am thinking of Randy. Oh, well, I love Aaliyah, too. She was great. Somebody.
Tell me about somebody.
All right.
People want to hear that, right?
Totally.
This
is from someone who, during my regular show, I will, break into song
that
for no reason.
Is mine.
So sorry that I did it. That boy.
All right.
You might do a Bee Gees cover with that kind of singing.
Yeah.
With the girl voice? yeah, this next one is Hands in My Pockets. It's also off the new EP. We're getting them all in there.
EP.
Once Matt's done tuning. Sorry, we don't have too many stories offhand.
It's okay.
We're live. It's nerve-wracking.
You're doing great. So
live at 5.
You ready, brother?
5:43.
All right.
Okay.
Everything you said, it drove me away. Everything.
Wow.
How'd you like that one?
I really like that one.
Thank you.
That was good. That was good.
It's like our waltzy song.
Waltz
rock.
Have you ever gotten anyone saying that your vocals is a little bit like Ted Leo at all?
No, but I did have somebody tell me like a month or two ago that I sounded like Connor Oberst of Bright Eyes. I didn't see it personally, but no, I've never heard that. I'm not familiar.
You're not familiar with Ted Leo?
Well, I'm not.
Well, there is, I would have thought for sure that they would have been one of your influences based on a few of the
Someone
songs.
Said you sounded like the Meat Puppets, didn't they?
I don't know.
Yeah, actually, I've had a comment a couple times that there's, Meat Puppets. I actually heard a couple songs the other day. And
interesting.
It was actually fairly accurate.
The last one I got was Frank Sinatra.
Oh, yeah.
And I mean, that is spot on.
That's life.
Yeah, that's totally spot on. Yeah, he's my birthday buddy. We're both December 12th babies.
That was my Adrian Belew influence right there.
Squeaky
guitar.
Ooh.
Adrian Belew's coming to town. Maybe we shouldn't promote his show, but one of my favorite guitar players of all time.
Well, I have one of his albums basically because there's a rhino on it.
Twang Bar King.
I won't go any further in that crazy obsession. But okay, because it's not about me, it's about you guys right now.
I think we got two more songs to squeeze in with this last 11 minutes.
Yes, we do.
Let's do it. This next one's called The Day He Died. It's off Proverbial Thorn, the first full length.
All right. Are you ready?
Yeah.
Do it. Are.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Well, I don't want to overpower the poor microphone with my clapping.
Does that golf clap bring you back to the Goo Goo Dolls show?
Yes, it does. Yeah.
All right. So the day he died, this was from your full length.
Correct.
And this sounds like another story-related song. Or not.
To be quite honest, it's completely fictional.
Oh.
When I initially wrote the words for this song, along with the guitar part on acoustic, I was living in Ypsilanti. I was sitting in my apartment looking out over a little lake, and I guess maybe that was an emotional day for me, and so I kind of thought to myself, like, how maybe I would feel, which is really weird, if my dad were to pass away or something, and, like, so emotions started, like, building up in me, and I just kind of wrote this song based off the idea of a hardworking dad who gets up early in the morning to go provide for his family, and the mom cooking his breakfast, and then him going to work and coming home from work one day, and unfortunately being part of an accident that ends up killing him.
You know what else that reminds me of that could have subconsciously influenced you was Paw off of Jacksonville City Nights, Ryan Adams.
Yeah.
He's got a song like that.
He does.
Gets a good tune.
Well, as soon as you started describing breakfast, all of a sudden, like,
yeah, we used to,
breakfast.
Before that was a name, we used to just call it the breakfast song.
And it's funny because when I talk about the breakfast, I wrote about it and described it the way I like my breakfast. I like my eggs over easy and rye toast and crispy bacon and biscuits and gravy on the side. Yep.
We got one more left for you. This is the last one. It's called Honey Bunny.
All right. But first, before we go, that's your Easter song, right? Or is it your Pulp Fiction song?
No, it's neither. I did say something to him about the Pulp Fiction influence. He had no idea.
Not a clue.
He's not a big movie fan, so he wouldn't know.
Well, we can't quote anything about Honey Bunny.
And I don't even say the word bunny in the song either.
Oh, come on.
You don't?
No, I just say honey. But I can say Honey Bunny for this.
Nah, it's just
for
what
today.
You do, man.
No.
I don't know.
All right.
Well, you say honey, honey.
Ooh, honey, honey. Okay. So Mom Barley, final song on Live from Studio J, WHFR Dearborn, Honey Bunny.
There you are, honey, honey, with your lips red and your eyes, they were blue. There I was, looking kind of funny, honey, with my jaw to the floor and my eyes on you. You knew me into the light, whoa. We'll be right back.
All right.
Thank you so much. We are Mom Barley.
Appreciate you guys listening.
Well, thank you so much for being part of Live from Studio J. Mom Barley finishing off with Honey Bunny off of their latest release, Into the Dark, available. You know, you can find out more information on Facebook, on Bandcamp, and soon to be Spotify. Mom Barley, two words, easy to find. Google it. You can find it. And thanks for tuning in to Live from Studio J.
Thanks a lot for having us.
Thank you.
It was a pleasure.
So, Laura, your first name is Laura, right?
Yes, it is.
Yeah. Thanks again.
You are very, very welcome. All right. And I guess we're going to get back into the music. But first, we're going to take care of some business. Again, thanks to Mom Barley for a fantastic set.